Mikvos Perik Vav Mishnah Ches Ilu Nishma Shraga Fibel Ben Mechol Tzvi Mitarnes Hamikvos Ha'Elyo Min Atachton VeHarochok Min HaKarov. Mikvos can be rendered kosher, the upper by the lower and the far by the near. What is this talking about? You have two mikvos on the slope of a hill. The upper one has mayim she'uvim, and the lower one has 40 sa'a of kosher mikvah water. Then the upper one, because of its contact with the lower one, is rendered kosher. And if the opposite was true, the upper one was kosher mikvah water and the lower one was mayim she'uvim, certainly the lower one would be rendered fit by the upper one. So the contact between the two of them renders both of them kosher. And similarly, the far by the near, if you have a mikvah of mayim she'uvim and a mikvah that is kosher, if they're on a level but far apart, they also can render each other kosher. So ketzat, how does this work? Maybe silon shel cheres o shel avar. Bring a pipe, essentially a tube, of earthenware or lead or wood or other material. Put one end of the pipe in the upper mikvah, in our case. Umaniach yado tachta bat shehu mismalei mayim. Put your hand under it at the other end to block the mouth. So you cover the other side of the tube until the tube, the pipe, is filled with water from the kasher mikvah. Then draw the pipe along to the bottom mikvah, umoshcho, umashiko, and you do that hashaka, where you are drawing it along and pulling your hand out and making contact, afilu kasaira, even if the water in the pipe touches the lower mikvah water only slightly by a hair's breadth, this is still enough, dayo, in order to make both mikvahs kosher. So basically, do a hashaka. Take the kosher mikvah, connect it to the not kosher mikvah by a pipe, let it fill up from the kosher one with your hand over the other end, and then let there be contact. Just move your hand away, even if it's a split second contact, and that's all it gets. That's going to make both kosher. When you're going from the lower to the upper, this is especially a big deal, because if you dip it in the lower one and you put your hand over it, you create sort of a vacuum, so it kind of fills up with the lower mikvah water. When you take your hand away, there's barely going to be a moment's contact between the upper pusel mikvah and the lower kosher one, because of gravity. So as long as there's a sa'ira, even a touch of contact, that's good enough, and both are kosher. Ha'yava elyon arboim sa'u v'tachton in klum. If, on the other hand, the upper mikvah has 40 sa'a of kosher water, and the lower mikvah is completely empty and has nothing in it, then you can fill it by hand. Memale bakosev v'nosein lo elyon. You can fill water by hand, mayim she'uvim, and put it into the upper mikvah. The upper mikvah is kosher. Aren't you making a puzzle? No, because the upper mikvah already had 40 sa'a in it. And once you have 40 sa'a of kosher water, all the mayim she'uvim in the world isn't going to puzzle it. So put mayim she'uvim into the upper mikvah, ad she'yerd lo tachton arboim sa'a, until it overflows, and 40 sa'a then flow down into the lower one, rendering it a valid mikvah. So that's a second way of handling it. If the lower mikvah was completely empty, you can fill it with mikvah water mixed with mayim she'uvim, and since the upper mikvah was already kosher, you're not going to do any damage. Mishnah test. Again, two mikvos. This time, kosel shebein shnei mikvos shenistak lashesi. You have two mikvos that don't have 40 sa'a in them, and the wall between them got a vertical crack in it that went all the way from top to bottom. Then, mitztaref, they combine. So if together they come out to 40 sa'a, through the crack they combine to form one mikvah. The wall is not a wall because it's a cracked wall, and you can be tovel in either one of them. However, if it was not, if the wall was cracked horizontally, v'lo erev, shasi and erev are the classic terms used for the warp and the woof for weaving, where you make kind of a box pattern. Shasi is the vertical and erev is the horizontal. So if the crack is horizontal between the two, so the wall is cracked, but it's only cracked at one level of the wall because it's a horizontal crack, ein mitztaref. They do not combine to form one mikvah, unless ashehib makamecha kishoferes hanod, there's any one spot where the opening is as wide as the tube of the leather bottle, as we've said before. A crack from top to bottom, the Mefarshim say, will not close up by itself and will probably even get wider over time. A horizontal crack, they believe, is going to close itself up because the top part of the wall keeps kind of weighing down by gravity and pushes down into the crack until pieces crumble and fill it up. So as a result, if you are going to have a horizontal crack that is eventually going to be filled and won't be a crack at all, you need a nice sizable Shraferes HaNod hole in between for our usual contact between two mikvos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda on the other hand, disagrees with the physics. And he says, Chilof HaDvarim, exactly the opposite. A vertical crack does not combine mikvos unless you have a Shraferes HaNod wide space. Horizontal crack, they do. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a horizontal crack, the lower part of the wall gets weaker and weaker because water is seeping in through the crack. Once the wall is weakened, it's as if it's not a wall at all. So we believe that way, we hold that there's no separation between the two mikvos. Other people define Rabbi Yehuda as trying to say that when there's a horizontal crack, the crack is the top of the new top of the wall. And the upper part of the wall above the crack is considered as if it doesn't exist at all. Strange concept, but that's how some people interpret this. Nifritzu ze besoch ze. If the water of the two mikvos intermingle through a breach in the top of the wall, then if you're talking about al rum kiklipas hashum, if the height of the water uniting the mikvos going over the wall, even if it's as little as the thickness of a garlic skin, which is not thick at all, it's that papery stuff, it's barely anything. Val rochav kishoferes hanod, but the width of the breach, the breadth of it, is as large as our two-finger breadth shoferes hanod, then they combine. Because when the breach is on top of the wall, everybody can see the water of the two mikvos intermingling, so this is enough to consider it one combined mikvah.